Good morning, my cutie pie. Slept well? Oh, was I on you this entire time? Oh no. I'm sorry. I have a bad, bad habit of rolling over while I'm sleeping. At least my tossing and turning didn't kill you. That would have been very unfortunate. Other than my big self getting in the way, did you sleep well? I'm glad, I'm glad. Sorry again. I didn't choose to be this massive, you know. That's just life, though. Enough about me. I don't really like talking about myself all that much. You, on the other hand, I would love to learn more about you. It's a pity that you can't remember anything. Unless something has changed. Has it? No? I'm sorry to hear that, dear. Hey, just because you can't remember now doesn't mean you won't remember later, right? I'm gonna give you an experience that you'll never forget. Yes. Well, you're in a new place. A foreign place, it seems. So maybe there's some things here that you have never seen before. Well, for example, look out that window over there. Does that seem normal where you come from? Seeing the clouds swirl in such a way? Are your skies purple? Do they come in different colors? Why do I ask like you know? There's no way to compare. Yet you can tell that some things are off here. You just can't put your finger on it. Well, no need to worry about these things. You and I are kind of similar in these thoughts. Seeing new things that you've never seen before. Things that shock and awe. And are a bit confusing. But overall, welcomed. I'm talking about you. Well, you're definitely a new sight around here. I don't see humanoids like you typically. And, well, keeping my eyes on you has not been a negative. You are quite attractive looking. And oh, so small. You're so cute. Just bite-sized creature. Well, I've never seen someone as short as you before. You're tall, you think? You think you're tall? I don't see how. And then again, like I said before, since you are so out of it, it'd be hard to compare. But comparing you to me, you are very small. And there's nothing wrong with that. I like small things. I'm surprised I didn't crush you last night, though. You're almost the size of my plushies. It was so lovely getting to cuddle with you. kept you warm? I'm glad. Hey, you know what? I just realized. Are you the type of creature that feels hunger? What do I mean by that? Well, you know your mouth, right? Typically, some creatures put food in there, or, well, let's see. Do you know what food is? Do you at least remember a little bit of what food is? Okay. Hey, I have to ask these things, you know. Well, I could make you a delicious breakfast. But there may be some trial and error in feeding you. Curiosity, do you consume hellfire? Okay. Yeah, then there's going to be a lot of trial and error. But I'm sure I can whip up something absolutely delicious for you. Now, another question. Where will you sit? Everything in my home is a bit huge compared to you. Ah, God. You look like a child sitting in a chair. Maybe the couch will do. Well, you certainly can't sit comfortably at the table. You are that short. And like I said before, there's nothing wrong with being short. It just makes you cuter. Oh, don't pout at me. You'll end up having more of what happened to you yesterday. Today. I felt the deepest urge to cuddle with you, to hug you, to touch you. And that feeling was satisfied, especially last night. You were just my teddy bear. My warm, soft, cuddly teddy bear. And I thought I finally got it out of my system. But now, looking at you, pouting, looking irresistible. I want to hug you all over again. What will we be doing after breakfast? What do you mean by that? Oh, right. Looking for a way to help you get out of here. Right, right. Sorry, almost forgot about that. Yeah, we can absolutely do that. But I would feel much more comfortable if you got your memories back before I set you free and on your merry way. Because you won't know what your destination is if you leave. Prematurely, that is. Don't you think that makes a little bit of sense? You to leave. I'm saying I don't want you to leave and get hurt. That's all. Well, let's see. There's so many people out there that are untrustworthy, looking out for themselves, and well, I'd feel terrible placing my trust and the wrong people, and something bad happening to you, when that could all be prevented if you just stay a little longer. I mean, I guess it wouldn't be so bad if you never did get your memory back and you could just stay with me. I'll keep you safe. Wouldn't that just be nice? This world isn't too big, but there's so many things to explore. And you wouldn't be alone in this. You'll always have me. Well, it's not the worst thought. But I do know that memories are important. All your past experiences are very important. And I do hope that you recover them as soon as possible. We shall see what happens. Now, let's get out of bed, okay? I don't know about you, but I want to take a bath. Care to join me? There's nothing better than taking a nice, warm bath and just soaking, letting your mind wander and inevitably go blank. What say you? Oh. You feel embarrassed. Now, why is that? Though you don't have any reference, I'm sure at one point or another you've bathed with someone before. Is that abnormal? Well, from what I see, you don't really have anything that I haven't seen before, so you have nothing to worry about. Sorry, I should have probably pretended like I didn't see. Whoops. I'm not one for lying all that much, especially if what I saw looked good. Hey, what I'm trying to say, God, that's what I get for opening my big mouth. Your skin is absolutely amazing. It's so clear. I was looking at your back, staring at it, honestly. And the only thing I could think of is, I bet it's smooth to the touch. Shut. What did you think? Why does your face look so off? You've completely changed color. You thought I was thinking of something else. Like what? Now you're just getting redder. Is this a good thing or a bad thing? Let me see. Let me touch you. Oh, don't flinch. I'm not gonna hurt you. I'm just analyzing you. Oh, your face feels super warm. Is this a sign of you being sick? Maybe that's not it. Oh, maybe the water's just too warm. Is it bothersome? Then how do you feel? I guess it's better that you tell me directly than me trying to guess. Lightheaded. It probably is all the steam in the air. How about we get out? We've been soaking for long enough. Wouldn't you agree? It is super nice, though. But maybe your body's just not ready to handle it yet. Let's go. Unless you want me to help you up. You don't mind if I lift you, do you? Now you somehow got some energy. What's gotten into you? What an interesting creature you are. Please be careful, though. I don't want you to slip and fall. I don't need you getting hurt. Mainly because I don't know the first thing on how to take care of you if something major happens. And second, I don't want you to feel any pain. Understand me? Thank you. So even though I do like this burst of energy you've got suddenly, be mindful. I can still pick you up if you want. Interesting. Something about me picking you up causes you to get energized. Another thing to figure out. But not now. It's time for us to get some food into our bodies. Just dry off. Wait a minute. You don't have a change of clothes. Oh my, I didn't think about this at all. Well, I can get a robe for you. One of my robes. Though it may be a little ill-fitting. But if you don't mind, I'll grab it for you. Fantastic. Then I will be right back. Don't go anywhere. Hmm.